contain yourself. Stop jigging. Karen, what's got into you? Kneel.
King David dance?
You are not a king. On your knees. Now, be still.
Won't we have time to be still after?
Listen to what your maker has to say to you.
I hear... Didam. Didam. Didam.
That's your heart. Close your eyes. Listen, what else can you hear? It might be God. He has plans for you, dear.
Let's remember the day you found me.
Oh, again and again that day.
Please.
A cold winter sun on the hills. Riding across the plains in my carriage. I hear chanting. I'm riding towards it. I can see you now. You're prancing behind a plain coffin.
The plain coffin has my mother in it. Start again. My last day in the faraway place that I come from. It starts with my red shoes. Mrs. Give.
Put these on, Karen, pet. I made them just for you.
For me, Mrs. Give?
A girl can't go barefoot to her own mother's funeral.
Red, Mrs. Give.
Nobody a mind, Karen.
Oh, thank you. They're beautiful.
If those shoes get lost or too small for you, you make sure you tell me and I'll make you another pair. Every girl needs a pair of red shoes. Don't forget, eh? Ever.
Never.
Now, we must say a last goodbye to your mammy. Slowly does it. Good lass. Keep in step behind the coffin. Is this too much for you?
No.
You all right?
Yes.
Soon we're going to help your mother back into the earth. Nobody should be alone with death.
I saw Death dance up behind her.
What did he look like?
All skin and bones. I wanted to warn her. Mammy, look. Mammy.
Don't let go of my hand, sweetheart.
I want Mammy. Mammy!
Who's this? Overtaking a burial? A townie, no doubt. Give me your hand while this stranger passes.
I can see beautiful horses and an elegant carriage riding towards me. Is it you, Mammy? Come for me.
Little orphan, little urchin, would you like to come away with me? Come and live in town in my house from now on the far side of the forest, away from all this weather.
We're burying her mother, old lady.
Mrs. Give gave me a new pair of shoes today, sewn out of red cloth. Look at my feet.
Red shoes? At her mother's funeral?
Why not?
What shall I do, Mrs. Give?
Go, girl. Take a chance.
What if I miss you too much and want to come home?
If you feel one morsel of unhappiness, I'll come and rescue you.
Promise, Mrs. Give.
Promise, Karen. And don't forget to send word to me when you need your next pair of red shoes.
Drive on, coachman, please.
Where are we going, old lady?
To civilization. I've spent years and years searching for the right little girl to bring home with me.
Why did you choose me, old lady? Because of my shoes, isn't it?
They're hideous, girl.
Oh.
They're scuffed with mud, shag, tacked together. We can do better than that.
Oh.
We'll burn every filthy scrap you're wearing when we get to where we're going, including those shoes.
They're alive.
Then we must kill them.
We must warn Mrs. Give to make another pair for me.
No, you'll have much better footwear where we're going. You won't need red rag shoes ever again.
Oh, what will we tell Mam?
Your mother is dead.
I know. Are you taking me to her?
I couldn't ride past you. You were the one. And look how you've changed.
I want to be more and more special.
You've an important week ahead, then. Are you ready?
How will I know the Holy Spirit has entered me?
By his fire.
Let's invite Mrs. Give to my confirmation and show her how I've come on.
Let go of your past, Karen. She gave you to me.
I'm sure it was the right thing to do. Not that she was mine to give away, but she was nobody else's either. A mother about to be laid to rest. And we never knew her father. Perhaps a prince, I used to tease Karen. Maybe your royalty pet. More like a soldier or a tinker at his way. Moved on. You can be anyone you like, Karen, I'd tell her. No one can pin you down. Yeah, I did the right thing when I handed her over. I'm planting the spuds this shallow because the soil's so wet. I mean, if she'd stayed here just to work the land like this in these hard times. Best you could do for her, Mrs. Give, you did. And give her her first shoes, too. Oh. Every girl needs a pair of red shoes. And town. Well, that's where the future lies.
I saw the Queen! I saw the Queen!
The Queen? Here?
Oh, I don't remember anything. I told you she was coming to town.
Have you any idea how that makes me feel when you say things like that?
But the Queen!
Yes, that's once in a blue moon. What about your errands?
Well, it was hard. There have been crowds outside the granary since dawn. The queue was already at the horse market. Then someone shouted, "The Queen is at the castle," and people followed them, and I did too.
It would have been better to take advantage of the short queue and bought grain.
But a queen! Please, may I open a window to let the air in?
No, dear, there are germs in it.
They're here to cheer people up.
They?
The Queen and the Princess. Because of the drought, then the floods, the prices.
People nowadays don't know what hardship is.
The Queen had a golden crown and...
What do you want to tell me?
The princess had a white dress on. A beautiful white dress. She stood at the window so we could look at her in it.
You have a new white dress, dear.
When I wear it on Sunday, will people gaze at me?
Karen, you are not a princess.
Can I be? Also, the princess had... Old lady? You're not even listening. I'm going to write to Mrs. Give.
Mrs. Give won't read a letter. She doesn't read letters. She spends all her day ferreting through that rag bag for shag, or out in the fields getting dirty. When will you see you've left all that behind, Karen?
I do miss her. I like to tell her. The marsh marigolds are out, Karen, and when the rain stops, the puddles shunkle in the spring light. And why don't you come home for a week? All that hoi polloi and all the fancy nonsense in the town, I would say. Wouldn't you like a week in the fields? That's what I'd like. And are you still dancing? Oh, are you this, are you that? I'm as bad as her with all her crazy questions. And what about your red shoes, Karen? Go your age, you must be growing out of things like the clappers. Must be time for new shoes. Come home. Fetch your next pair. I'll get stitching tonight, unless she wants more. One size up, then the next. Everything's possible.
Give the gentleman your right foot, Karen. Has she done it?
She has, Mom. She's the girl who was saved.
She's altogether altered.
Does she remember before?
There's nobody for her to remember it with, thank the Lord. Would you like her left foot?
Not yet. How will I measure you if you're wriggling, young lady?
Oh, but look how those shoes in the cabinet shunkle.
Left foot now.
Shine, not shunkle. They must be patent leather to catch the light like that. Am I right?
You can't see them. They're bright.
Would they fit me, sir?
Speak when you're spoken to, Karen.
They might, young lady.
Can I try them?
Please, you're not out in the wild plains now.
I made these shoes for the daughter of a count.
Do you hear that, Karen? This gentleman makes shoes for aristocrats. Didn't the count's girl like them?
Hadn't I used my best leather on them, spent weeks on every detail, so the girl had outgrown them by the time they were ready. Girls grow fast.
It's my confirmation on Sunday.
Oh, for a confirmation?
Yes.
For her confirmation?
Why else would we want new shoes?
I presume they were for the ball.
Certainly not.
They fit.
You've tried them on already.
They slipped on very easily.
Listen.
Where did she learn to move like that?
Where did she learn to move like that?
Mr. Shoemaker, did you see the Queen at the castle?
The Queen was at the castle?
Such style Her Royal Highness has. I can see what you're doing, changing the subject.
Did you see her daughter, the princess?
In the white dress at the window.
Did you see what was on her feet?
You aren't one of them.
We'll take the Count's shoes. Waste not, want not.
Though I say it myself, they are exquisite. Just feel the stitching here, so tidy, and the sole is deep, and the colour...
Shh.
The leather's soft. Rub your fingers there. You know you're buying something rare.
Made for a count.
I put all I could into them. Thank you.
New shoes. You make my mouth water. There's nothing quite like a pair of red shoes.
Karen! Karen, dear!
She won't burn you.
Karen loved to dance in the rain. In summer, she used to run barefoot, too. Well, what's a bit of dust between your toes? In winter, she sometimes wore a pair of old clogs, too big for her, and they rubbed against her skin and made it red raw. I noticed things her mother didn't. Well, she won't be going roughshod now, or rubbed up the wrong way, and I bet she's tripping the light fantastic with the boys and girls of the town, her curly hair flying, putting the past behind her. And so must I. Still no sign of the swallow. Well, April does as he wants.
Every girl needs to master the art of embroidery. It's useful.
I would like to sew this into my sampler. A time to dance and a time to mourn.
I would like to chase that nonsense out of your head. Mourn? Put on a brave face, Karen. We all lose our mothers. And as to dancing, I don't want to hear another word.
Other girls go to balls.
That's their way, not ours.
What's wrong with that?
Not dancing itself, but the perdition it leads to.
The prophet says there's time for it.
Just because the man says there's a time to dance doesn't mean it's right to. It says there's a time to kill and a time to hate. When were they ever Christian? Just because there's a time doesn't mean you should do it.
I hate.
I won't have that word in this house. Let's pick something that isn't all about your feelings and doesn't have dancing in it, and stitch neatly to show the congregation how far you've come. Don't let me down on Sunday.
Why not?
If I save you, I'll be saved.
O Lord,
red shoes.
Fill her with the spirit of wonder and awe in your presence.
My red shoes.
Karen, be sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My red shoes. Everybody, even the dead, are looking at my shoes.
Karen.
Why do the church elders all wear black? Isn't red the colour of fire?
Kneel down now.
Won't that make my white dress dirty?
White, Karen, is the colour of what?
Purity, Pastor.
But you aren't pure, are you?
Oh?
Pardon?
Couldn't you hear our shudders, old lady? Didn't you hear the ancestors looking down from their portraits and gasping?
They're not my ancestors.
What has she done?
Look!
I can hardly see.
Her shoes.
Karen?
I wore shoes like this to my mother's burial, Pastor.
Red shoes? To a funeral?
Your new shoes are red. I never thought you'd deceive me, Karen.
I didn't know you couldn't see their colour, old lady.
I fear you did. Take them off.
How can she take them off here, Pastor?
I love them.
I'm trying to protect you from yourself, girl.
But I love them.
Father! Father! A butterfly!
See the red shoes, daughter. Beware of being entranced by such superficial things.
A butterfly, Father!
It's a brimstone. Please, let it out of the jar. Don't you know that butterflies only fly for a day?
Karen, we'll leave Black Shoes from now on, no matter what. I'm so disappointed. Your arm.
The first Sunday of May will be Sacrament Sunday. I expect to see you here dressed appropriately.
Sacrament? Sacrament? I love that word.
Contain yourself, child. She's like a fish out of water.
Don't give your roots away, Karen. All that energy. Not here, please. Hand.
How can I know which me to be? I want to be more and more than I am.
Haven't you had enough yet? Walk on.
Did I do the right thing? I did. You couldn't feed this to a growing girl. Worst time of year. You'd think it'd be winter, but it isn't. It's now. All the pickles and cures eaten and the root veg gone or to seed. None of the new growth fit to eat. Not even lambs or wild piglets. And what with the drought last summer, stocks were low enough as it was. At this rate, we'll be mashing chickweed. Why we? I bet they're not hungry in town. I bet they have cheese and sweetmeats and Lord knows what, and they eat it off china with silver knives just for cutting lemons. And they have each other. The old lady would be brushing her knots out, telling her stories, teaching her steps. Oh, a child don't have to be blood for you to hand things on to her. Scrag ends. Another week or so, and they'll be earlies. The new spuds are just around the corner. And the whitethorn. Oh, we loved May.
Communion, communion.
I remember when I could skip.
Outside my village now, there'll be whitethorn and the swallows. She'll be cheering on the swallows.
Ooh, take my hand.
I'm going to do some cartwheels.
Your bonnet.
It's held on with ribbons.
Hide your ribbons when we come to church. It's Sacrament Sunday, not a party.
I have my grey frock on. You won't be ashamed of me.
Please take my arm. We walk in slowly. Don't rush, people say. If only I could. Behave yourself as we pass the elders' memorials. From now on, you'll be good. Don't do anything you'll regret in the future.
How will I know?
Greetings, ladies.
What a long beard. What a strange colour.
Karen, please don't pass remarks.
The girl can say what she sees. May I dust down your shoes with my beard, madam?
Are they dusty, Karen?
Very.
Ma'am?
Will you dust my shoes too, soldier? See?
Lucky. What pretty dancing shoes. Fit so tightly when you dance.
What's that you're sprinkling over them?
Let yourself go. Go. Go.
Is it a spell?
Here you are, soldier, thank you. Karen, your arm.
Tap, tap, tap with his crutch, he went.
Several of you have said to me, our young people want to attend the Midsummer Ball. Well, I say they must not.
Tap, tap, tap.
Try to listen, dear.
Didum, didum. Want to move.
All inventions devised by the
pastor
for robbing females of that which to them
is more. How can I tell whose heart I'm hearing? Which is me and which is God?
Sit down, Karen, God help me.
Want to move.
In the accomplishment of his fiendish plan. Listen to what...
The service is flying. Everyone's looking at me. Even the old clergy in their paintings and their starched collars.
Please kneel and repent.
Wine and dance itself will disrobe
fit
you.
Fit so tightly when you dance.
Ornament.
Fit so tightly when I dance.
Karen, you're stop shaming me. Desire. Stop this.
Stop that jigging immediately. The girl is possessed. Take her out of here.
Forgive me, Pastor. Karen, your arm. We must go.
Let us pray for that girl's soul.
That flew by, old lady.
Driver, Karen. Karen's possessed. Take us away home. Karen.
Don't go yet.
Soldier, this is all your doing. Karen, home.
The moment I saw you, soldier, I sort of recognized you.
Oh, the beautiful shoes.
Sprinkle them again.
Karen, no.
I know what you want. Go. Go. Go.
Oh. I want to dance.
Stop. You'll be damned and me with you.
Lose myself in the music.
She's dancing. Off. She's turning. Alongside the church. Her shoes have got the better of her.
Soldier, you put her up to it. You catch her.
All this crutch?
Driver.
I'll do my best, though she's leaping and laughing and jumping and tripping.
Please, she's all I have.
I'll run for her.
Soldier, why do you blame her shoes?
Because of their plush red leather, of course.
It feels
red.
Brilliant. My legs are making the steps up themselves.
Bring her to me quickly.
She's trying, but she's jiving and jigging.
Into the coach now, before the service ends and they all appear. Oh, the scandal.
I am truly sorry, my legs are... Help me, sorry.
Enchanting ankles.
Ow!
Don't scratch the shoes, don't bash them, coachman, then.
Just unbuckling them, miss.
Oh!
I can feel the magic racing through you there.
Karen.
They're off. Praise be.
Didn't I tell you to wear only black?
I didn't think you would remember what you'd said.
Driver, swiftly, let's leave. Karen, you've hurt me very much.
I didn't know I was going to kick you, or I wouldn't have.
I don't mean your kick. You've hurt my feelings. You've humiliated me in front of everyone. Soldier, goodbye.
Karen, I live in the woods, on the horizon.
Goodbye. Karen, I can't show my face again at church. Oh, here's the pastor.
You won't burn these shoes too, will you? They're beautiful to touch and so soft on the fingers, old lady.
Pastor.
Karen, you will burn. Do you want to take the old lady with you? You'll dance on hot coals for eternity if you don't repent.
You don't remember what it's like to be young and everything possible. Red shoes hide here in the cupboard. Red shoes, oh, you make my mouth water. There's nothing quite like a pair of red shoes.
Karen, what are you up to? Come here.
Come here, please.
Dear Lord, don't judge me on her behaviour. She's a law unto herself. I did my best.
I heard that.
Those shoes you are hiding in the cupboard. Take them back to the shoemaker, Karen.
No.
I don't like you when you contradict me.
I can't do refunds, Karen. Not in this climate.
The old lady says you must take them back, Mr. Shoemaker. These shoes have a life of their own. They make me dance.
They're fitted now to the shape of your feet. They need you as much as you need them. How did they get this scuffed?
He danced me round our church on Sunday, even into the briars. My legs took off with me.
I can't exchange damaged goods.
Please.
I'll polish the shoes back to life for you, that's all.
She's already so disappointed by me.
Your old lady, I remember her when she was your age. She wasn't beyond a dance herself. And more.
Never.
Oh, yes. And if I were you, I'd take these home and hide them. Hide them better this time until the ball. Then go to it and dance them back to life.
She'll ask me where her money is.
Will she remember? I heard she's going quite doolally with the old memory. Ah, age, it will come to all of us. Dance while you still can, is my advice.
June. And still no word from her. Ashamed of rag shoes now she's all townified, is it? The thing with red shoes is, it's not the material they're made of that matters. It's the love that went into them. And I loved her. Probably didn't say it, but I tried to show it. Right up to giving her the red shoes. Right up to giving her away.
The old lady says I can go to the ball tonight, Pastor.
Examine your conscience.
Would she really agree to you gallivanting?
She did say, after she asked me to send for you, she said, do go to the ball. We're not young long.
Is she frightened of you, Karen? I sometimes see her tremble when you look at her.
She wants me to be happy. That means the ball.
You'd rather waltz than care for the woman who saved you.
When I'm dancing, I forget that I had to be saved.
You forget yourself.
Pastor.
Old lady.
You wish me to pray with you, old lady?
I went to a ball when I was a girl. I didn't know then it was a sin.
You're imagining it.
It's only recent, this piety. You're a young man. You don't remember how we used to be. I did catch a chill after.
See? And if you died of it, you'd be dying of dancing.
The air was so balmy, and my shoulders were bare.
Oh, Lord forgive you.
In my village, we danced all summer. Does that mean everyone in the countryside will be damned? Well, in that case, my mother is because she danced her heart out.
Do you often call on your birth mother to win arguments?
I wish I could call on her. Or if I could see Mrs. Give. I call out for her all the time in my heart. Why doesn't she come for me?
I need to sort everything I have out and put it into the right boxes.
The old lady is your mother now. Take care of her.
I have all these appetites. I feel life should be scrumptious, but you fill it with duty and sickness.
You're being selfish. Enough. I see you've stitched the edges of your sampler. Have you chosen a message for its centre?
A time to sow and a time to tear.
After all she's done for you, keep away from the ball. It's a sink of sin.
I do waste your time, Karen, but you'll sit with me.
How do you feel?
I won't recover. Hold my hand.
Like a bird claw.
I've left my money to the church. They'll look after you.
Don't leave me.
Oh, you don't care. You have tested me.
I didn't ask to be brought here.
You showed more grief for your real mother.
Oh, I don't want more and more grief. You're still breathing. When I pulled my black shoes out of the cupboard, I saw my red ones in there. Shut my eyes and they were still there. I ran to the doctor's and my black ones. And when I took them back off and put them away, there were the red ones again, lonely for being left behind. Oh, I'm starving. I heard them speak. The red shoes said, Karen, what's the harm in us? Why do you ignore us? You can't make the old lady well by staring at her in her sleep. Tap. Tap, tap. You could brighten your day and others by wearing us to the ball. Where's the harm in trying them on? While she's not looking.
I won't see that girl again.
Don't say that.
I've tried to feel affection for you, Karen, and it wasn't easy. Did I do wrong?
Why are you talking like this?
Night comes so quickly now. I don't like it.
Sleep then. And if you're going to sleep, there's no harm if I leave you. I'm in charge, not you, Shoes. Whoa.
Dancer.
Anybody see Miss Karen?
Catch her if you can.
Miss. You look quite different when you dance. Like you've gone somewhere else. Cover yourself up. There's a nip in the air tonight. Let's take you home.
No, not now, coachman. I don't want to go back to that house yet.
But the old lady. Come on, miss.
Just a bit more dancing. Then I'll come. I just need some fresh air, a bit more sleigh.
Enough is enough. I'm going back to the old lady.
I don't want to go into the woods, do I? Do I want to go in there at night? It smells of earth and pine. So cool. I'll head for the moon. All of me tingling, glowing, beautiful, lengthening, opening, moving, ravenous.
Look, what beautiful dancing shoes. What? Scared of me?
The invalid soldier. I thought you were the moon. Why are you sitting in a tree?
I told you I lived in the woods.
How did you climb up there? Oh, it doesn't matter. I want to stop for just a moment. Soldier, help me take these shoes off.
Don't you feel gorgeous dancing? Don't you feel free?
Yes, but I must take them off just for a little while. They're dancing me. Pull them off me, please.
Wasn't me put them on.
Help me, soldier. Who knows what I'll do otherwise? Please. I love dancing, but just now it has the better of me. Have you cast a spell on me?
You shouldn't have danced in the churchyard on Sunday.
It was for you.
It's all your own doing, you little minx.
If it were my own doing, then I could stop it.
One place I went, I saw sinners dancing. It was terrible. God had cursed them to dance a year and a day in their churchyard. Whatever the weather, day and night. Imagine, dancing without stop for 366 days between the graves.
I don't believe you. Help me.
As penance. And what was their sin? They had danced in a churchyard lasciviously on a holy day.
If I could stop, then when I started again, I could enjoy it afresh. But now I'm not enjoying it much.
Did you hear my story?
Nobody can dance for a year and a day. That's one of the stories they used to scare people in churches.
Church, eh? All those po' faces. All those black lace-ups. Starched collars.
Oh, I just need to get my breath back.
No, you don't. The breathlessness is part of the pleasure. Sinking. Sinking into your body.
Swaying. Swaying.
You close your eyes and feel invisible to the world. But you know men are gazing at your body. Didn't you feel them at the ball? The eyes drinking you in?
I'm only young. Take my shoes off. Look, achy legs.
Show me. Can't see. Can't see. You'll have to lift them higher. Lift your feet higher. Oh, yes. What beautiful shoes for dancing.
Oh, they're not my favourite. My favourite were my first pair. I'll never forget the fire the old lady threw them into. All my clothes curling and my red raggy shoes turning to ash. Well, soldier, she won't touch these. Woo!
I'm not in a good mood. Frost. Whoever heard of frost in June? Not a spud has made it. The whole world's out of kilter, and so am I. I must face up to why. I let that girl go that I loved. How much love is there that you could be so careless with it, Mrs. Giff? Frost inside me as well as out. But it was definitely for the best for Karen.
Will you help dress the old lady, Mr. Shoemaker? Plainly.
I remember when we were young and I just opened this shop. She came in wearing a frock full of frills, wanting a pair of matching satin shoes with tiny heels and a glass buckle. And then all the fun seemed to leak out of her. Shame. She started to wear just starch and black. Went holy.
You make your money from vanity. You're unlikely to wish it away.
For old time's sake, once the women have washed her, I'll spruce her up as she was back then. All lively.
Surely she should meet her maker as she became, once she'd been born again and saved. Which is, as I say, plain.
How's Miss Karen taking it?
She doesn't know. She was last seen dancing out of town, after the ball, days ago.
Was she in her red shoes?
I suppose it was you sold them to her. It would have been kinder not to.
Mm.
How will she live with herself now with the old lady dead and she never said thank you? The girl never ever said thank you for being saved.
Nothing is ever enough. Dum, da-dum, 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 da-dum.
If you just dance over this field and through this valley, you'll feel better. If you just dance tonight.
Not another night.
One more night and the day after. But first, dance through that gate.
Into the churchyard? Why?
Come on. This is where I first met you in those shining red shoes. And off you took to the horror of the Holy Joes.
I can't go in there. You said yourself, I'm dancing.
You can't help it. Anyway, what's wrong with dancing, really? Didn't Salome herself dance?
It's forbidden in churchyards, you told me.
Do we care about their stupid rules? No. Come on.
Follow me in.
Left, right, left, right. You don't limp. Your crutch was just for show.
Just to win your compassion.
What?
And now I have you. You don't regret knowing me, do you? That's it. Keep dancing.
In a churchyard. Oh, and it does feel outrageous. Just one dance more, then I'll stop. I really must see how the old lady is.
That killjoy? Come on, dance. Dance.
At first it's gorgeous, feeling that music's your bloodstream. Feeling every cell in your body is yours and singing. Letting go of all the frittering thinking. Every room, every path, a space for dancing. Emptied of voices. Something sings through you. A feeling in the heart. But that's ended. The dance has turned on me. All my edges are so gone. I've let go of myself. Let myself go. Look at me. Dancing in a graveyard. I am bad. Is that the warm wind? Ghosts, I'm lost. The dry soil has made my shins all white. I'm up to my knees in earth, soldier. Soldier? Feet, stop. Shoes, stop. Dead, come for me. Soldier! Where are you? Oh, what's that light?
This is much too bright for me. I'm off. I can't stand angels.
An angel? Please, take my red shoes off, angel. I'm so tired. Whatever I wanted them for once, I no longer do.
Dance you shall.
Dance more.
Dance in your red shoes until you are pale and cold. And your flesh shrivels down to the skeleton. Dance you shall from door to door, and wherever there are vain children, you must knock at the door till they hear you and are afraid of you.
It's nothing to do with vanity. I don't care how I look.
Dance you shall. Dance always.
I can't even begin to say why I'm like this. Again and again that day. Coffin, carriage, fire. Mrs. Give! Mrs. Give! Angel! Soldier! The old lady was right. Red shoes are bad. I'm bad. I'll tell her that I know that and promise to be good. I'll tell her thank you for everything she has done for me.
Look at you, Karen.
Shoemaker, what are you doing here?
I wouldn't have known you. You let those shiny shoes get to you. Bad luck, miss. Good night.
Wait a minute. Who died?
Oh, Miss Karen, look at your dress.
Where's the old lady, coachman?
Oh, dead, miss. You should have been here.
Old lady?
Too late.
She was breathing when I left her.
Driver, close the door. There are all manner of vagrants coming to the city for charity and scraps. If you give her something, you'll attract the rest, like ducks.
No, I want... Please, let me back in.
Too late, Karen.
Pastor, I want to see her.
Take your tired jig elsewhere.
Let me be with her. Nobody should face death alone.
You should have thought of that before.
Can you remember when we sneaked those red shoes right under her nose, Karen?
The old lady loved you, and all you gave her was worry.
Did she? I didn't know that was love. I took her for granted. I do everything wrong here. I don't know how much more love I can lose.
You must pluck your sin out at the root.
Oh!
He means go to the soldier. The soldier has a knife. He can cut the bad out of you.
Not the soldier. He's for death. He's your undoing. I mean the executioner. He lives on the far side of the waste ground.
It hurts, but I can't feel it. I don't feel anything. Not in my feet or in my heart. She should have told me she loved me. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. Mr. Executioner?
Why are you here? Don't you know who I am? See this? It likes to cut the heads off bad people.
Oh, don't cut mine off.
Why wouldn't I?
I couldn't repent of my sins then.
Oh, what have you done?
I've been vain and naughty. I put these shoes before everything and everyone. Look at your ribbed stockings, Karen. I can see right through to the skin, you dirty girl.
I can see that the shoes have you.
I put them on when I shouldn't have, and danced when I shouldn't. I broke the rules a bit, then a lot, then even more. Then I felt like I couldn't climb back into the place with rules because the shoes were ruling me. That's why I can't stop this jigging.
You broke rules? Well, why didn't you say? Here, I'll chop off the offending articles.
Oh, but don't. They're everything to me.
Don't waste my time. On or off, or I'll aim at that little white neck.
Oh, then off. Take away everything that tempts me.
This axe isn't subtle. It can't undo buckles. Your feet were for it from the start. Come on, legs on the chopping block. One, two, three...
Stop! Who will I be without my red shoes?
You'll find out soon enough. Would you look at that?
No.
The shoes are still dancing with your feet in them. Can just make them out over the fields and...
Oh, I loved dancing. You feel like yourself at first.
They went into the forest. You can open your eyes now. Can you walk? Not to worry. I'll make you a pair of new feet out of wood and a crutch.
Everything stopped. What shall I do with myself?
Why don't you learn this hymn of repentance, what I chisel? This is what I teach varmints as they're about to be beheaded.
I don't feel scared of the woods. Nothing scares me that's real. Bears, nor wolves, nor pigs. Nor creaking oak trees, nor ghosts, for that matter. Nothing scares me, except people who are certain about things. So I'm scared of town. People who use words to pin you down, pinpointing and skewering you, talking at you.
Apart from that, I've not a fear in the world. Except also hunger. Once I downed my last dregs of nettle soup, there was nothing for it. Town, work. The one place I feel at home is a shoemaker's. I'll ask, is there a shoe shop where a man might appreciate an assistant for the summer? Follow the green road the hungry have taken before you. Listen, I live on chickweed and squirrel while I'm walking. In a week I'll be there. And while I'm there, I look for Karen. I will jolly well find that girl. Just to make sure. Would you look at that? A town. So many roofs. Which roof shelters Karen? It's good to be moving towards you.
I'm going now to find the angel with the long white wings and the shining blade and show her my feet are gone.
You need longer to mend.
I've done my penance now, haven't I? Thank you for giving me another chance. Executioner.
Yes?
Will my feet grow back?
Help an injured old soldier.
Clean your shoes with my long red beard.
Soldier!
Karen, what happened to you?
I want the people in the church to see me. Look, I'm changed. Mrs. Giff was wrong about every girl always needing red shoes. I don't.
You won't stay changed for long.
I'm scared, I admit, but I won't get the red shoes out of my head.
Your shoes are you, girl.
I'm scared it'll all swallow me up again. I'm scared I'll give in. Let the red shoes have me. I'll come back next Sunday. I'll be better then.
No leaning on my window.
It's me.
Miss Karen?
Look, Mr. Shoemaker.
My God, where are they?
My feet.
My shoes.
Somewhere else. They have a mind of their own. I thought you meant, where are my feet?
What are you up to?
I'm looking at all the different footwear in your window. Heels and buckles, leather and leopard skin, clogs and fancy boots.
You'll need a joiner, not a shoemaker, from now on. Funny coincidence. A countrywoman was here earlier looking for work. I don't have none. Then she lets on she's really looking for a girl with curly hair that likes red shoes.
What?
I guessed it was you, but I'd no idea where you were. I didn't do wrong when I told her to go back where she'd come from. Did I?
What did she look like?
Very countryside. A shawlie. Layers of skirt. Hands used to working. String where I myself would use stitching or a belt. But still, a great head of hair and a wild sense of colour.
Mrs. Giff.
She didn't say.
She's looking for me.
Not anymore. I said you'd gone missing since the old lady passed. She was quite moved.
Mrs. Giff came into town for me, and now she's left.
I suggest you go round the town now and show your stumps off to youngsters who think they can get whatever they want without any heed to consequences.
Want? What did I want? Bright red shoes? To go to the wall? Is that so bad? Mrs. Giff has been and gone. Good morning, soldier.
Back to ask God's forgiveness, Karen?
I'm sure I'm as good as many who sit in the church and hold their heads high. Oh, no. No!
No getting away from your shoes.
Stop tempting me. I can hardly bear it.
Soldier, I saw you walking without a crutch. You exploit my parishioners' pity falsely. Either come in for morning service and repent, or go back to your cabin in the woods and leave us be.
You won't catch me in church. Never. I just came to laugh at Karen, trying to resist temptation.
Help me.
Poor girl. But you're your own worst enemy.
Pastor, help me, please.
You were such a pretty girl. We had so much hope for you.
Karen, what became of you?
To you. This is what happens to vain and disobedient girls.
Is that my Karen?
Children of the city, look at me. Let me be a lesson to you.
Karen, is it you? I thought I heard her calling last night, but it was just the city sighing. Me sighing, her voice inside me. I thought I'll stay awake all night in case she's here. But there's nothing to hear but rattling carts and cats and drunk boys. What a din. I'm going to take her out of here when I find her.
Will you thieve from us or deceive us, Karen?
No, sir.
What do you want from us?
Only that you'll save me from myself.
A small bedroom in the attic, then, in return for housework. If you bring any pride or other sins into this house, I will ask you to leave.
Don't you have a family of your own?
No, my mother died.
No home even?
No.
I'm sorry. What are your feet made out of? Will you show my...
10. Dirt up my nose. Dirt under my nails. I must look a state. How long have I been wearing this frock? Ah, well, God is probably for scruffs. Let's see if his pastor or flock have heard of Karen or the old lady.
What's that?
Birds in the eaves. Should you be up here in the attic?
I want you to come with us, Karen.
Where are you going?
Church, of course.
I'd be ashamed to, on these crutches.
Daughter, hurry!
Please come.
Go on. Sing your heart out. I'm reading my psalm, see? I'll read while you sing. Close the door when you leave.
Daughter!
Goodbye, then.
Close the door.
Let these bruised bones dance again. My heart hurts. Help me.
Would you like to come home?
Yes, please. Mother?
Please come down, Karen. There's somebody to meet you.
I am longing to see her and to hold her. My heart's fit to burst in. Will she be long? So long since she was whipped away from me in her little red shoes.
Red shoes?
Yes. I gave her a pair on the day we buried her mother. I told her they had a little bit of magic in them and to cherish them like her own soul. You must pay attention to your soul.
I think of the soul as white.
When a person's dead, maybe. But not while their heart's pumping. Well, it was just a gift to a girl who'd lost nearly everything. To say, keep dancing.
She should be down soon. You'll see, she's changed.
Wake up, Karen.
Wake up, lass. Wake up. But your feet. Her feet. Where did her feet go? Oh, Karen. What happened to you?
She's gone.
All on her own.
We thought she was frightening, uncontained, like Salome, unpindownable. I thought she needed restraining.
I should never have given her away.
We despaired of her, such a minx. Yet look at her now, so calm.
I gave her to the town because you could give her a future.
Karen! Karen!
Control yourself, daughter.
Karen!
Let's kneel.
So pale.
What are you doing?
Holding her hand. Her heart broke. I set her loose too soon. We hadn't even thrown the soil on her mother's coffin when I hoisted her into that carriage.
Let us pray.
What will I do with these red shoes I brought all this way for her?
Please, may I have them?
No. It was the dance that damned her. Dance is sinful.
You told her that dancing was bad.
I forbade it. But did she listen?
She buried the dance she had in her until it burst out and consumed her. Oh, Karen, sweet.
She was like a fish out of water. She wouldn't be still.
She's still now. Say a prayer over her then, sir, while her body's still warm. Then I will take Karen back to the village she come from to bury her with her mother and to throw soil on her coffin and help her back into the earth. Nobody should be alone. You decide what to do with these shoes.
I want them.
The colour of blood.
Of life and death and courage. You burn them if you want to, sir. I think every girl needs a pair of red shoes.
In The Red Shoes by Hans Christian Andersen, retold for radio by Frances Byrne, Karen was played by Lizzie Watts, Mrs. Give by Lizzie McInerney, Old Lady by Barry Adair, The Soldier by Richard Dormer, The Shoemaker by David Horowitz, The Pastor by Patrick Fitzsimmons, The Executioner by Mark Lambert, and The Little Girl by Amy Lee Farmer. The Red Shoes was directed in Belfast by Owen O'Callaghan. And next week, Frances Byrne turns the tables on the story of Snow White by the Brothers Grimm. In her version of the much-loved fairy tale, a fun-loving and light-hearted queen is forced to take deadly action against her spooky, unhealthily translucent and apparently flawless stepdaughter. With David Horowitz as that mirror, mirror on the wall, see the new year in with White Snow next week. Well, it might be nearly the end of the year, but it's also almost the end of the world here on 4Extra, in a story written by the masters of fantasy Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. In Good Omens, Peter Serafinowicz and Mark Heap star as the unlikely duo of an angel and a demon who are working together to try to avoid the apocalypse.
If we are to continue the arrangement and protect the status quo, which has proved so comfortable for us,
we need to stop this from happening.
So, it's the upbringing that's important. It's the influences. The child might never learn to use its powers, not as intended.
The child isn't evil of itself.
Potentially evil. Potentially good, too.
Nurture, not nature.
Look at this.
The birth of the Antichrist has been announced in the broadsheets.
The US cultural attaché is advertising for a nanny and a gardener.
We take employment with a family.
Exactly.
Shotgun the gardener job.
Ow. Have you seen me in a skirt?
Culloden, 1745.
Oh, yes.
Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman begins tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
This is BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's 5 o'clock. Hello, this is Joanna Pinnock on 4 Extra, where next it's the Christmas story from a donkey's perspective. Carol Ann Duffy and Jackie Kay are amongst those discussing UA Fanthorpe's quirky collection of